A couple of cute second graders stepped up and successfully spelled schedule and procrastinate. The crowd applauded, photos were taken, smiles were had. Then an abrupt hush came over the room. 8-time defending champion George Bland strode to the microphone. The arrogance wafted off him, like cheap department store cologne. This is what the people came to see, he thought, grabbing a toothpick from his mouth, awaiting his assigned word. Mr. Bland, your word is gargantuan, said Judge Terry Q. Bland froze up. He stopped and stared off into the distance. He stuttered and with his raspy voice asked Q, could I have that in a sentence? Then Bland winked at Q. Q smirked. George Bland has a gargantuan amount of spelling bee victories. The crowd chuckled uncomfortably. Thanks, Q, said George, again winking. Gargantuan. G-A-R-G-A-N-T-U-A-N. Gargantuan. That is correct. Bland returned to his chair with a smile that said, I love ruling this room. He leaned over to Danica Freed, a second-grade competitor, and whispered, I'm going to win this thing again, you know, and it's all for my beautiful bride, right out there. He extended a yellowed, bony finger towards the back row of the auditorium. Danica followed the finger to a woman wearing pants, loud enough to exit the color spectrum. She turned back to Bland and whispered, Boy, mister, she sure is gargantuan. Bland's face turned 3 shades of red. In another time, he wouldn't hesitate to slap some sense into this little girl. But before he could even consider, Danica strode to the microphone with swagger and just the right amount of intrigue. Bland silently counted his championships in his head.